Brooklyn's Radio Surrey News Review for Friday the 18th of September. I'm Graham Laycock, taking a look at this week's local news stories in Surrey and Rushmore from the Surrey Advertiser and Surrey Live. First, this week's headlines. 13 new coronavirus cases in Surrey, a proposed new rail service linking Surrey with Kent, and crematorium proposed for Fairley. Another 13 cases of coronavirus have been recorded in Surrey in the past 24 hours, according to government figures released on Wednesday afternoon. The total number of cases across the county now stands at 5,587. Four areas of Surrey didn't record any additional infections overnight, but there were new cases reported in Elmbridge, Epsom and Newell, Guildford, Mole Valley, Reigate and Banstead, Tandridge and Waverley. No new coronavirus deaths have been reported by NHS Trust operating across Surrey. And looking at the number of cases now in Surrey districts, Elmbridge 559, an increase of 1, Epsom and Newell 389, an increase of 3, Guildford 652, increased by 2, Mole Valley 378, up by 1, Reigate and Banstead 879, a decrease of 1, Runnymede 403, no change, Spelthorne 453, no change, Surrey Heath 491, no change, Tandridge 381, an increase of 3, Waverley 554, no change, and Woking 446, an increase of 2. Now, a breakdown of deaths by Surrey Trust: Frimley Health 366, Epsom and St Helier 277, Surrey and Sussex 260, Ashford and St Peter's 190, the Royal Surrey Guildford 98, Woking Community Hospital 1, Nuffield Health Woking 1, Mount Alverno Guildford 2, Walton Community Hospital 4 and St Magnus Hazelmere 2. New coronavirus restrictions have quickly changed social gatherings across Surrey, and following a rise in cases, gatherings of more than six people are now illegal. The rules apply across the county to all ages and in all settings, either indoors or outdoors, at home or at a pub. The new rules in place, Surrey Police is urging residents to report any potential breaches via their website. And residents with coronavirus symptoms have repeatedly been told to self-isolate and get tested in order to control the virus. And despite high demand, there's been concerns that there are no COVID-19 testing slots available for most people in Surrey. According to the Department of Health and Social Care, laboratories are currently processing more than a million tests a week. However, the service is currently very busy. A notice on the Government UK website says, if you cannot book a test now or the location or time are not convenient, try again in a few hours. Well, now the regional testing sites around Surrey are in Guildford at Onslow Park and Ride, Chessington at Chessington World of Adventures, Gatwick at the airport, Heathrow also at the airport, and Twickenham at Twickenham Stadium. Now, there are also mobile testing sites in Surrey, and depending on local need, there are typically four in Surrey each day. And on Thursday, for example, there were five mobile testing sites in the county at Esher, Reigate, Dorking, Epsom, Sunbury and Tandridge. And booking slots made available the evening before the morning appointments and on the morning for the afternoon appointments. Appointments are required at regional testing sites and mobile testing units. Walk-ins are available at some sites, but those with appointments will be prioritised. You should only get a test if you have coronavirus symptoms or have been asked to get a test. And of course, if you need to book a test, do try to go to Government UK website. Rail service linking Gatwick to the far reaches of East Kent could be on the cards. Kent County Council has drafted a 10-year transport action plan to put political pressure on the government, buses and train operators to transform the region's rail system by 2030. Chiefs at Kent County Council are seeking to lobby the Department for Transport for a cross-county service to run from Canterbury in the west to Gatwick Airport near Crawley via Ashford and Tonbridge. Steve Gash, the County Hall's Rail Project Manager, outlined his plan to extend an existing Great Western Railway service which runs from Reading to Gatwick via Guildford and Redhill to Mid and East Kent. He said that would be an extraordinary benefit for the whole southeast of England. It would knit together the counties of southeast England with each other and Gatwick Airport outside Greater London. and if we can get Transport for the South East behind this, who certainly supported in principle, the case could be made for this service to be introduced. However, he also warned there are obstacles to overcome, such as having a viable business case. He said that they had previously lobbied the government for a train service to run from Gatwick to Ashford, but were met with strong resistance from the Department for Transport due to the business case that didn't stack up. Apparently it produced an income of 90 pence for every pound of cost, Kent County Council Environment and Transport Committee was told. However, a regional powerhouse, Transport for the South East, is believed to support the idea, and its political influence stretches across 16 transport authorities in the region, spanning from Kent to Hampshire and Sussex. A lengthy public consultation on the draft 83-page documents running from September the 23rd to November the 17th, and responses will be considered by Kent County Council's Cabinet before they decide whether to approve this in January 2021. A road in Woking is going to be closed in both directions for around 3 months, starting from next week. Surrey County Council is undertaking repair work on the Western Pedestrian Bridge, which runs above Lockfield Drive from Monday, the 21st of September. The council said the works, which are due to last approximately 13 weeks, are being done to prolong the life of the bridge and ensure public safety. It's going to involve strengthening the structure on the bridge, upgrading the joints between the sections, resurfacing work and replacement of the guardrails. Lockfield Drive will be closed in both directions from the Robin Hood roundabout to Bampton Way, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for the duration of the works, with a diversion in place via the Robin Hood roundabout, Lockfield Drive, Littlewick Road, Chobham Road, Kettlewell Hill, Chobham Road, and then back onto Lockfield Drive. The Western Pedestrian Bridge running above Lockfield Drive between Greythorne Road and Copse Road will completely close for the duration, and pedestrians are being advised to follow a signed diversionary route. Campaigners opposed to proposals for a new crematorium in the leafy northern reaches of Surrey says it will erode the green gap between London and result in the loss of treasured countryside. Mercia Crematoria expects to submit a planning application for a greenbelt site in Fairley near Warlingham to Tanridge District Council within the next month. It is the latest to join the race to build a new crematorium in Tanridge. Two separate plans, one near Oxted and another near Blindley Heath, were put forward earlier this year. No crematorium in Tanridge, or either its neighbouring authorities, Reichert and Banstead and Sevenoaks, the developers say there is a clear need for one here. Ron Gates, Vice Chairman of the Fairley Crematorium Working Group, formed by residents opposed to the scheme, disagrees. She says the site, agricultural land off Old Fairley Road and next to the Fairley Golf Club, is unspoilt countryside in a designated area of great landscape value and completely unsuitable for such a development. Fairley has incredible wildlife, ancient trees, rare species of plants, she says. It's a little gem. Few people know where Fairley is, but those that do absolutely enjoy it. Mercia Crematoria is completing its bid for a single chapel crematorium to seat 100 mourners, plus another 20 standing, and a memorial garden. The building, which would include a reception area and offices, will be single-storey with a flat green roof. There will be 75 to 80 parking spaces with capacity for overflow in case of a large funeral. The developer applied to the council, arguing a full environmental impact assessment of the scheme was not needed, and last week the council agreed after officers concluded it would not have significant effect on the environment by virtue of factors such as its nature, size and location. Mercia Crematoria Planning Director Andy Marshall confirmed there was room to expand operations at the site in future, subject to further planning permission. To win planning approval in the Greenbelt in the first place, the application will need to meet the very special circumstances test. That said, Mr. Marshall was essentially down to need. You've got Beckenham and Croydon that are very busy, then it's a long distance down to Surrey and Sussex across to Tunbridge Wells, he said. This is an area that's long been talked about for a crematorium. Meanwhile, the planning application by Horizon Crematorium for crematorium off the A25 between Oxted and Godstone may go before the Council's Planning Committee next month. The authority ruled in May that no EIA was required for a southern co-op scheme off Byers Lane near Blindley Heath, which included a crematorium and a 1,500 grave burial ground, but no planning application of the project has yet been submitted. Surrey police have arrested a 21-year-old man from Epsom in connection with two assaults that took place within a couple of hours. Both took place in Epsom on Wednesday, and officers are being made aware of a sexual assault by touching at Park Avenue West, Epsom, yesterday shortly before 4 p.m. The victim was walking alone with headphones when she felt a presence behind her before she was sexually assaulted. The subject then cycled off towards Parry Close. Now, the subject described as a white man around 5'8" with short black hair. He was wearing a light top and black joggers, black trainers with a white sole and a grey backpack. He was riding a black bike with red shopping bags on the handlebars. Shortly afterwards, officers were made aware of a common assault which took place nearby with a suspect of the same description. The 13-year-old victim was sitting in a car on East Street close to Yule Castle School when the suspect opened the car door and attempted to assault her. The suspect then ran off towards the Yule bypass. The man who was arrested remains in custody. John Vale, Borough Commander for Epsom and Yule, said, "We'd like to reassure local residents that we're doing everything possible to hold whoever is responsible to account. We currently have a man in custody on suspicion of these offences and are appealing to anyone who may have witnessed something who have further information to contact us to assist with this investigation. So if you have any information that will help the police, do contact them via their website or on the non-emergency number 101. Or if you want to don't want to leave your name, you can call the Independent Charity Crime Stoppers anonymously on 0800 555 111. The 80th anniversary of the Battle of Britain, Brooklyn's Air Raid Memorial Service, in remembrance of the 88 civilians killed at Brooklands in a German air raid on September the 4th, 1940, who were manufacturing Wellington bombers and Hawker Hurricanes for the Battle of Britain at Brooklands Museum in the Brooklands Road in Weybridge. On Wednesday the 4th of September 1940, at precisely 1:24 p.m, the Vickers Air Factory at Brooklands was bombed by the German Luftwaffe. The attack, which lasted 3 minutes, was considered at the time one of the most devastating raids on any aircraft factory in Britain and claimed almost 90 lives and 400 injured. The unexpected attack came as many workers were enjoying their lunch outside or queuing up to clock in for their afternoon shift in a workshop that was directly hit. Workers at the Vickers factory were accustomed to the sound of aircraft overhead, and as such the air raid siren was tragically not sounded. Now, the service that was led by the Bishop of Guildford took place on Friday the 4th of September, 80 years since the famous Vickers Armstrong and Hawkers factory were directly hit by the German Luftwaffe. Friends and relatives of those killed were invited to take a minute's silence following the roll call of names at 1:14 p.m, the time of the bombing. The museum is commemorating this anniversary with the opening of a new air raid shelter walkthrough experience, which features the images and voices of the men and women who survived the attack. The new exhibit is being funded by BAE Systems, formerly British Aerospace Corporation, including Vickers Armstrong. The Brooklands Air Raid Shelter, along with Brooklands Motor Racing Circuit, the remains of the pre-World War II aerodrome, World War II Beaufort's Tower, and the Brooklands Memorial, are scheduled monuments with historic England. And finally, the acclaimed Michelin star chef and restaurateur Gordon Ramsay is due to open a cookery school in Woking next year, and he's super excited about it. The popular TV personality is planning to open the Gordon Ramsay Academy in the town early next year. However, the date and exact location are yet to be confirmed. A spokesperson for the Academy will be the industry-leading facility offering guests of all ages the cooking abilities and the chance to enjoy fun, relaxed and informative cookery classes. The spokesman added the Academy will also support those looking to step into the hospitality industry by offering a place to hone their skills needed alongside real work experience within our domestic and international portfolio of restaurants. Students will be offered the chance to complete their studies with a guaranteed job at the group, and it's also helped chefs already in the industry to improve their knowledge and skill set with advanced courses. Mr. Ramsay has 15 restaurants in London and 7 Michelin stars across the globe, with international restaurants in Europe, the US, Asia, according to the Gordon Ramsay restaurants. He previously had links to Woking, as he once co-owned world-class cookery school Tante Marie Culinary Academy, which was located in Charlton Road, Horsell, before it moved to commercial way in 2015. However, the school closed last year and is now owned by restaurant business Bizin Limited, according to HM Land Registry documents. A source said Gordon is super excited about the new academy. Giving space and opportunity to the next generation of UK chefs is something he's passionate about and cannot wait to hopefully see those same chefs in his restaurant in the future. And that's a look at this week's stories in Surrey. This has been Brooklyn's Radio Surrey News Review with Graham Laycock, and you can hear the Surrey News Review every Friday at 1pm and 7pm on Brooklyn's Radio, and you can keep up to date with the Surrey Advertiser and at Surrey Live.